From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is the reflection for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022, the first of five midweek Lenten worship services. The preacher is Pastor Scott Jones.
Our gospel reading this evening comes from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And from Psalm chapter 46, we read, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is day two of the Being Week of the Red Letter Challenge, the Lenten devotion that we began reading together last Thursday. Overall, it is day seven of the challenge because we began with 5 days of introduction, one for each of the principles: being, forgiving, serving, giving, and going. And now we will focus on each of the principles for a week. And the principle for the week will also be the topic of the reflection for these midweek Lenten services. And this week, as I said, our focus is on being. And both of our Bible readings tonight, we read about being in the presence of God. Our Old Testament reading from Psalm 46 was also the text for our introduction to this first principle of the Red Letter Challenge. At least verse 10, or the beginning of verse 10, that said, "Be still and know that I am God," was the scripture reference for day one that we read last Thursday. Well, the rest of this chapter describes God as our protector, our refuge, our strength, a very present help and trouble. These words and others in the passage are especially relevant and hopefully encouraging to the people in Ukraine and others who are experiencing unspeakable violence. God makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire, the reading continues. It is that God, the God who wants peace, the God who makes peace, who invites us into a relationship and who wants us to spend time with him. Be still, God says. Being still is not something that comes easy to most of us, especially when we are in the midst of a battle or we have pressures bearing down upon us. Be still, God says, and know that I am God. My friends, that should be our first response in any and every situation. We should first acknowledge God as God. And by doing so, we begin to put things into perspective as we reflect upon how our story fits into the story of God and God's creation. You see, our individual stories, our personal experiences are part of the fabric of a much larger narrative. And while it might be difficult to see how God is at work in our particular situation as we are experiencing it, we might be able to see how God has been active, how God has loved and protected and comforted others in similar situations in the past. Be still and know that I am God. For the same God who led the Israelites out of their slavery in Egypt, the same God who has made wars to cease countless times throughout the history of creation, is inviting you to come and to be still in his presence. So even though we are in the midst of a time of trial, a time of violence, a time of senseless war and unnecessary acts of destruction, we can look and see that God has brought us through before, and God will bring us through again if we place our trust and faith in him. Be still and know that I am God. Being in the presence of God reminds us of our importance to God. For each of us have been uniquely made, knit together in our mother's womb, and known and loved by our Creator. The same God came to live among us in the form of a man. And the things that he, as Jesus said, are recorded in some Bibles in red print. The red letter version of the Bible was first printed around 1900 and is most common in the King James Version. And it is Jesus who is speaking in our gospel reading from Matthew tonight. Not in red in the version of the Bible that I read, but in red in some versions of the Bible. And he's speaking to his disciples when he says, "Come to me. Come to me, all that you are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Now, these words might carry more weight for the disciples than the words of the psalmist that we just read. Because you see, they are being spoken to the disciples by Jesus himself in person. They are not just some ancient words that are sometimes used as a platitude or an attempt of comfort when things aren't going well. No, Jesus, being fully human, knew what it was like to be tired, knew what it was like to be weary. He knew what it was like to carry a heavy burden because he carried one himself. So when Jesus invites his disciples and us to come to him when we are weary, to come to him with our heavy burdens, we know that he knows the rest that we need. For you see, Jesus walked the path of his disciples. He experienced many of the same things that they did. He knows what it's like to be tired, and he wants to ease the burden. He wants to be a place, the place of rest. Come to me, cast your cares upon me, rest in me, Jesus says. It shouldn't be in a burden, and yet when we think of coming to Jesus, of spending time in the Word, it can feel like a burden as we try to add one more thing to our busy schedule. The reality is Jesus invites us to spend time with him, to pray to him and with him, to read his Word, and to cast our burdens upon him. And when we do so, we are gaining much more than we are giving up. And like the cumulative effect of exposure to a virus, the time doesn't always have to be in one large chunk. It can be in a lot of little chunks. Pastor Zach told a story about how his father-in-law takes power naps in the introduction to the Being principle in the Red Letter Challenge. No matter where he is, his father-in-law takes a 20-minute nap. He goes on to explain that there are studies that show that even these brief rests can improve one's productivity. It makes us more productive in the times when we are not resting if we spend a little time resting. And I think the same is true of the time we spend with God. Be still and know. Come to me and I will give you rest. During this week of the challenge, the invitation has been given. And the question is, will you be spending time with God? Hopefully you've been spending time reading the challenge each day, and you are spending time in worship tonight. But there are other times that you can lean into the presence of the Almighty, that you can cast your burdens and cares upon him. Maybe it's while you are driving, or going for a walk, or doing dishes, or mowing the lawn, or waiting at the doctor's office. Maybe it's while you're sitting in the car waiting for your child or your grandchild to get out of school or to finish soccer or baseball practice. In those times and in others like them, God invites you, God invites us to come. Come and rest in him. Be still. Amen.